speak about this, na everyone ay tinawag na Diyos to bear fruit, multiply, and to be disciple makers. At ang ating pong panauhing preacher sa umaga pong ito ay naglilingkod bilang youth director ng iDisciple Movement. Ito po ay ministry ng Luzon Convention of Southern Baptist Churches, which is committed in bringing glory to God by making gospel-centered disciples who make disciples. Meron po silang website, www.idisciple.ph. Siya din po ay nagtatrabaho bilang training officer para sa Discipleship Transformation Unit ng Tulay sa Pag-unlad Incorporated or TSPI. Isa pong Christian NGO and micro-enterprise development institution which desires to give every poor Filipino an opportunity to experience fullness of life. Siya din po ay nagtrabaho sa True Love Waits Philippines sa loob ng 5 taon as National Training Coordinator with a mission to connect, encourage, and challenge students to live a life of absolute purity in Jesus. So sa mga estudyante dyan, mga singles, pwede nyo siyang tabihan mamaya abang kumakain at makipagkwentuhan kayo sa kanya. And by God's grace, together with the iDisciple team, He continues to spread a passion for God's supremacy by and through the gospel in the context of discipleship in churches and communities. And His greatest joy outside of Jesus is being married to His best friend and wife, Pauline. So, pwede ba natin welcome yung kanyang asawa, Pauline? Welcome po. At ang siya din po ay tatay sa kanilang anak na si Calvin John or CJ. Hindi pa ginawan John Calvin, ha? Okay. And salamat sa Panginoon. Praise God for this wonderful opportunity para po sa lahat sa atin to hear the Word of God sa pamagitan po ni Pastor Franco Ferrer.
Good morning. Sabihin po ninyo, harap kayo sa inyong katabi, sabihin mo sa kanya, happy anniversary. Okay, yung iba po humarap sa akin, hindi sa katabi, no? But it's great to be here sa umaga pong ito. Great to be here for this morning, and I'm excited to share to you God's Word. Ang tema po ninyo for this anniversary is everyone. Sabihin nga po ninyo, everyone. Maaring ito ay hango sa Cebu Pacific where everybody, ang desire nila is that everyone will fly as with low cost of airfare. Ang desire naman, I believe, ng inyong pastor and together with the leadership and the whole church is that everyone in this church will make disciples. Tingnan mo ulit ang katabi mo. Sabi mo sa kanya, ikaw, disciple, magdi-disciple. Yan, okay. Yung binasa po nating teksto kanina sa John chapter 15 verse 16, that's the text that we're going to look at sa umaga pong ito. I'd like to unpack to you 3 points wherein I believe that Jesus Christ, as He talks to His disciples, His desire for His disciples is not only to be saved, not only for Him to know Him, and not only to believe in Him, but also to advance. And it is my great joy to do that sa umaga pong ito. But first, join me in prayer as we ask God to guide us all throughout. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, marami pong salamat. For You are good. And indeed, Lord, the songs that we sang kanina are testimonies of our lives. We thank You for Your grace that is sufficient to nurture us and even, Lord, to embody all of us sa umaga pong ito. Lord, I pray that You will speak through Your Word more than what I can do and that You will go beyond with the things, Panginoon, sa umaga pong ito. Membro man, Panginoon, ng church na ito o maaari, Panginoon, na bisita from other churches, I pray that all of us will be encouraged to do the command and the teachings that You laid out for Your disciples. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, okay, next slide, please. It's moving? Yan. So basically, itong title is Pinili Tayo ng Diyos para Mamunga. I have a different translation on what, ano pong binasa nyo kanina. It's from Ang Salita ng Diyos. This time, it's from, I believe, next. So, next slide na lang nga. Ayan. Well, ito po ay mula sa NBB. Mabuting, tama ba? Mabuting Balita Bible. Okay. Ang sinasabi po dito, hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin, ako ang pumili sa inyo. Hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga at manatili ang inyong bunga. Sa gayon, ang anumang hingin ninyo sa Ama, sa aking pangalan ay ibibigay sa inyo. Tatlong katotohanan po ang gusto kong i-share po sa inyo about our relationship with Jesus Christ bilang isang disipulo at kung ano po ang desire ng ating Panginoon bilang mga disipulo to do bilang isang iglesia. Tandaan po natin na ang Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20 ay ipinagkaloob po ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa iglesia. And with the people na pinatayo po kanina na miyembro ng church pong ito, that's the commission or that's the commandment na binigay po sa atin ng Panginoon. Bata man, kabataan, nasa middle age ka man, senior citizen ka man, wala kang ngipin o meron man, that's for you. Okay? Sabihin niyo po sa katabi mo, para sa'yo. Para sa atin yun. But more often than not, ito ang nanonotice ko, most of the time kapag ako ay bumibisita sa ilang mga churches sa Southern Baptist, lalo na kapag anniversary, kasi ang desire lang nila is, for example, okay, to have a theme about disciple making or discipleship for a year, tapos the following year, iba na naman. Para nagsishift na naman. Pero ako, I believe that it is God's desire that the ultimate mission of the church is to make disciples. Do you believe in that? Naniniwala po ba kayo doon? Okay? Maka si Pastor Derek lang naniniwala or some of your leaders. So it is God's desire na ang bawat isa po sa atin, hindi lang mga pastor o mga leaders sa inyo pong churches will make disciples. All of us. And even yung mga bisita po natin dito, it is God's desire that you will be a disciple of Jesus and hopefully that you will also make disciples. Tingnan po natin yung unang point that I'd like to, ano, just follow me, bro. Tingnan po natin. Unang punto na gusto ko pong bigyan ay yung first line sa John 15 verse 16. Sabi po dito, hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin. Ako ang... Ayan. Now, the first line ay hindi masyadong popular para sa atin kapag naririnig natin ito. Hindi natin masyadong gusto kasi pag sinabing hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin, our world today lives in a self-centered image. Parang ganito, sino po dito may Facebook? Asan kamay? Wala? Seriously? Nako, baka Friendster, no? Meron kayo, no? Well, please, if you're in Friendster, move to Facebook now. Do you have a Twitter? Sino mga may mga Twitter dito? I will be amazed kung merong isang senior citizen na may Twitter dito. Instagram. Tay, meron bang Instagram? Nay, meron? Instagram? Ang lupit, ha? Ilan taon na po kayo? Ilan taon na? 67. Balita. 67. 67 years old na nanay nag-i-Instagram. Parang yan. Now, in our society today, napaka-common na to own everything. Di ba? Parang kahit saan kayo magpunta, like for example, kapapasok nyo palang dito sa church, pa-picture agad, for example, kung sino man o meron doon parang isang streamer or something na poster, I'm here now at BBCC. Okay? Parang oh, kahit sa bahay, pupunan bago tayo manalangin, picturean muna. Okay? Tapos sa ipopost. So parang everything in our lives we want to own. But the Word of God says in John chapter 15, verse 16, it starts, hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin, ako ang pumili sa inyo. Pagdating sa ating relationship kay Kristo, hindi tayo ang nangunguna. Pagdating sa ating relationship sa ating Panginoong Jesus, you are not the one who's looking for Christ. Pagdating sa ating relasyon sa ating Panginoong Jesus, hindi ikaw ang nakakita sa Kanya. Siya ang nakakita sa iyo. Siya ang pumili sa iyo. Siya ang nagligtas sa iyo. But it is not common for all churches. Mas gusto natin na, oy, buti na, pag nagtitestimony, buti na lang. Buti na lang itong ginawa ko. Para bang consuelo de bobo na nakita niya ang Panginoong Jesus. But keep this in mind.
Jesus Christ is the King and Savior of all the world and all the earth. That's why, ano meron siya? He has all the power and what? All worth. Siya'y karapat-dapat ng pagsamba. That's why, kung ililay down natin dito ang perspective na ating relasyon sa Panginoon, sa totoo lang, and I would always tell this to other young people and even some to our church, tingin po kayo sa akin, the reason why you are a Christian today is not because you chose to be one, but because Christ chose you. And look at me, that gives you more confidence. Kasi hindi nakasalalay ang pagpili ng ating Panginoon sa kagandahan, sa looks, sa katalinuhan, o sa maaaring kung sino man na lumaki sa Sunday School dito at First Honor sa VBS. Meron ba kayong Vacation Bible School? O maaaring lagi kayong present kapag Tuesday at Friday sa prayer meeting? No. Christ chose you because He loves you. And ultimately, it's because God works in your heart. That's why you are here. And if you're a first-timer in this church, you're visiting in this church, the truth of the matter is, hindi naman po talaga kayo ang may gusto na nandito kayo. It's God who wants you to be here. Kahit na parang gutom na kayo at excited kayo sa catering sa baba. Di ba? God wants you to hear God's word and from there you respond. Now, balikan natin. Hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin with an underline, ako ang pumili sa inyo. Ano pong sinasabi sa Ephesians 2, 8 to 9? Can you open your Bibles there? Tingnan po ninyo. Here. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Tingnan po ninyo ang inyong mga Biblia. If you're there, ang sabi po doon, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of," say it, "God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Now, prior to that verse, sinasabi ng ating kaligtasan ay tanging sa Panginoong Hesukristo lamang, so that no one may boast. But you need to understand and look at verses 1 to 3. Tingnan niyo po inyong mga Biblia. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Take a look at the verses. It starts with, ano sabi ng Apostle Pablo? "And you were dead." Sabi mo sa katabi mo, dead. "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins. And because of that, you followed the will of the devil." And verse 3, "And by nature, we are," what? "Children of wrath." Tingnan niyo po mabuti. Sino po dito sa inyo dito nakapanood na ng The Walking Dead? Okay. Medyo konti lang nakaka-relate. I love that series sa Fox, okay, where Walking Dead, ibig sabihin, ang isang zombie, nakakita na ba kayo ng zombie? Okay, wala. Fiction lang po yun, ha? Fiction lang. Huwag kayong maghanap sa baliwag. Okay. Walking Dead kasi, ito yung mga tao na na-infect ng isang certain kind of disease. Afterwards, nawawala sila sa kanilang ulirat. Nawawala ng emotions and to choose something. And all that, parang ang, what they are wired to do is to eat flesh. Okay? Physically, they can move. Ganun. Okay, nakakatakot sa mga bata. Pero, wala silang kakayahan to choose or anything. They don't have a capacity to even to feel something. Merong counter-attack doon na movie, yung Warm Bodies. Have you watched that? Okay, Warm Bodies, na kapag naman nakita nila na yung something na in love sila, bumabalik yung kanilang heartbeat. But that's also false. Okay? And also Walking Dead. Pero, if I'm going to picture out Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, the best picture would be, kung tayo'y wala sa ating Panginoong Jesus, you are like a zombie. Physically, you are moving, but your heart is so far away from God. That you're so in love with your sin, ilam na ilam tayo sa kasalanan, at umating dito sa verse 3, by nature, once you were born, ang matinding galit ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo at ang ating Panginoong Diyos ay nasa sa iyo. So just imagine that. So that's who you are. And unless you understand that, even the singing of the song Scandal of Grace ay hindi magkakaroon ng matinding meaning po para sa inyo. It will be just every Sunday thing kasi Hillsong ito. Sinabi ng ating worship leader, let's sing this. But unless you understand that you were saved only by the grace of God, tingnan niyo po mabuti, only by the grace of God, only then you can sing with whole of your heart, Scandal of Grace. And all the songs that you sing here in church. And Jesus says in John 15:16 in the first sentence, hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin, ako ang pumili sa inyo. Then Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 is a bad news for us. Then look at verse 4. Tingnan po ninyo. Ephesians chapter 2, it's not in the slide. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. Tingnan niyo po. The Bible starts with the word. What's the word? Sa English, but. Sa Tagalog, ngunit. Tingnan niyo po ha, counter-attack ito. Kung verses 1 to 3, kung that's your situation, if you're not in Christ, therefore you're hopeless, helpless. Nakita na ba kayo ng patay na bumangon? Wala. But verse 4 gives you an assurance that you can sing well what Scandal of Grace means. But what? God, being rich in His mercy and because of His great love, He made us alive in Christ Jesus even before we were dead in our transgressions and sins. Yung pong ibig sabihin nun. That's why it makes sense that it's Christ ng unang pumili po sa inyo, hindi ang ating mga sarili. No one can say in this church, tingnan niyo po mabuti, 28 years, alam ko maraming may mga pioneer dito na leaders, no one can say in front of this church, dahil sa akin natatagan church na ito. No, it's because of Christ. Amen po ba doon? This church was established because of the grace of God. And God used men and women. Therefore, we need to celebrate with that. Pero hindi kailangan ito mag-maintain sa ating mga isip at pag tayo'y lumalakad papunta dito para tayong mga... Tindihan po ba ninyo? Ang church po namin ay... Ilan taon na ba yung church natin, Han? Kami ay 18 years na. Magna 19 this coming January. And ang laging minsan nagiging ano to parang struggle is pag merong mga instances na oh, teka, hindi ganito ang ganyan, ganito. Minsan lumalabas yung innate human side na teka. Dahil parang sila yung mga nag-pioneer ng church nito, somehow they need to be part of this and they need to have this say. But keep this in mind, men and women of this church. The head of the church is Christ. And therefore, even as we follow Him all together, we submit. Amen po ba doon? Men, hindi kayo ang pumili sa akin, ako ang pumili sa inyo. That gives you good news. And even, and theme po ninyo everyone, yung theme ninyo to make disciples, which is also my passion and my desire and my commitment to do for the rest of my life, that motivates you. Why? Because, sabi sa Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, yung dalawang bookmark starting with 18, says, all authority has been given to me. That's Christ. Sinasabi niya po sa kanyang mga disipulo during that time. All authority has been given to me. Ibig sabihin, all power has been given to me. Therefore, if you're with me, the power to make disciples is possible. And the last book end in verse 20, and lo and behold, I will be with you. Ano po sabi ng Panginoong Jesus? Wherever you are, till the end of the age. Is that good news? Okay? Good news po ba yun? Okay? Gutom na po ba kayo? Ayun ba? Talagang hindi ah. Pero that's good news. Because here's the thing. We cannot rely on our own strength when you make disciples. Can I just say that? Gano man po kaganda ang inyong background poster, which is yung kanina, gano man kasigasig ang bawat isa dito, but if it is not dependent sa ating presensya ng banal na Espiritu and the working of Christ in our lives and the gospel of Jesus Christ, it will not be possible. That's why it is important na ma-anchor po ang inyong mga sarili. Christ chose you. At siya ang pumili po sa inyo. Okay? Now, let's look at the next point. Next line, ang sabi doon, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga at manatili ang inyong bunga. Now, isa-isahin po natin. Sa ibang translation, ang word na hinirang is isinugo. Dito, yung kaninang nabasa ko sa ASD, parang ipinadala, something like that. Or, kayo ay lumakad. Okay? So, ibig pong sabihin, the word hinirang, kailangan natin maintindihan na the God who saved you has a mission for you. Sabihin niyo po sa katabi niyo, may mission ang Diyos sa iyo. Yan. That's very, very true. Kasi, hindi lamang po tayo iniligtas ng ating Panginoong Jesus para every Sunday ay nandyan po kayo at nakaupo. Yung parang ganito, yung parang kapag matagal na kayo sa church, halimbawa, what's your name, bro? Matt. Every Sunday, si Matt dyan nakaupo. Halimbawa. Tapos, at talagang design niya, pag may nakaupo ng iba, sabi niya, bro, dyan ako nakaupo. Elementary pa lang ako. Yung mga ganon, yung parang, example lang yun, ha? Pero dyan ka ba talaga nakaupo? Okay, good. Yung parang ang desire lamang niya, parang ang pagkatawag lang sa kanya ng Panginoon is to make a specific designation where he's going to sit. Kung saan siya uupo, dun lang. At kapag talagang merong hindi, kung may uupo, talagang galit ka pa. Tingnan niyo po ako. God has a higher purpose why He saved you and why you are here in this church. At ito pang malaking responsibility. And why you are wearing that shirt, everyone. Sabi ng iba, praise God, wala akong shirt. Kinulang lang po, mamaya ibibigay po sa inyo paglabas. Naliit lang po yata ng padala. Seriously. That's why merong nakaatang na responsibility whenever you wear that. It's not just an every Sunday thing, pero sabi ng Panginoong Jesus dito, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y, let's say the word, humayo. Sabihin po ninyo, humayo. Yan. Talagang madalas marinig, humayo na tayo, merienda na. Yan. Humayo na tayo, di ba? Humayo na tayo, lunch na. Mabilis tayo dyan. Pero pag sinabing, humayo na tayo, mag-share na ng gospel. Ayan, medyo takot tayo. Ay, wag na lang. Ay, hindi pa ako masyadong equipped and all those stuff. Baka si kuya na lang, basta pwede. Di ba? Di ba? Paano pag nasa eskwela, humayo na tayo. Ay, baka matorture ako dito eh. Baka iwanan ako, hindi, baka i-unfriend na ako sa FB. Pag nasa office na, workplaces, humayo na tayo. Ay, ayoko, baka ma-persecute ako dito. Baka sabihin sa akin, huli-huli, Christian. Ayoko, mas okay na lang na ma-plain, makita lang nila na kapag pagkakain na, bago kumain, yuyuko ako. Pagkaganon ko, okay na. Pero it's more than that. Tingnan niyo po sinasabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Hindi tayo pinili ng ating Panginoong Jesus para manatili lamang sa ating mga sarili. Pinili niya tayo para humayo. And hear me on this. Ang command ng ating Panginoong Jesus, why he wants you to go is for everyone. Tama yung inyong theme. Everyone in the church. I cannot underestimate what God can do in this church if all those who you are wearing that shirt, everyone, will take seriously in making disciples. With the Grace Com Bible studies that you have, man, you can saturate the whole Bulacan for the sake of Christ. Amen po ba doon? Diba, hindi yung pagdating mo sa eskwela, mas inuuna mo pa yung mga sa inyo susunod na overnight ninyo. But this time, you're more concerned. Teka. Itong katabi ko sa row one, katabi ko, for 6 months na hindi ko pa nababalik na nasishare ng word ni God. Now, you become more sensitive. Even po yung inyong kapit. Meron po ba kayong mga kapitbahay na galit kayo kasi nagtatapon sila ng basura sa inyong puntapat? Meron po ba? Kasi kung meron, tingnan niyo po ako. God placed that neighborhood para po itest kayo ng Panginoon so that you can share the gospel to them and for you to make disciples. Sabi nung iba, humayo. Humayo. Yun po ang declaration sa atin ng Panginoong Jesus. Not only that, tinawag tayo ng Diyos upang maging ambassador ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa mga lugar na walang Kristo. na nagahari sa mga puso ng mga tao, ito man ay sa loob po ng inyong pamilya, sa kapitbahay, mga kamag-anak, mga kaklase, mga katrabaho, ka-Facebook, ka-Instagram, kagaya ni Lola na 67 years old, kapuso, kapamilya, at kapatid. God has called you to go. Humayo. To go. But not only that, tingnan po ninyo, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at, say the word, magbunga. Sabihin niyo po sa katabi niyo, magbunga ka. Hindi ng pimples. Hindi pimples ang gusto natin magbunga sa ating mga mukha. Pag sinabi dito magbunga, pag-aaralan natin ng John chapter 15, sa buong, in the earlier verses, in verses 1 to 5, makita mo doon na if you abide in Jesus Christ, you will bear more fruit and much fruit. In some perspectives, pwede natin makita na ang pagbunga, kaya ang pagbubunga ay maaring transformation towards righteousness. Ibig pong sabihin, kung ikaw ay 20 years old ng Kristiyano, tingnan niyo po ako mabuti, dapat kayo ang nangunguna sa pagdidisipulo. Yun ang point. I'm only 30 years old. I became a Christian May 5, 2000. I'm 14 years old na Kristiyano. But the way I encourage young men and women, and even in the church, parang last time, I was speaking sa isang church sa Manila, sa Paco, about gospel-centered discipleship, basically fight clubs. And there's this, merong isang 85 years old na Chinese lolo. Pagkatapos po ng talk, lumapit sa akin, sabi niya, you know, Franco, at my age, I still want to make disciples. I want to share the gospel. Okay, ganun po yung ano niya. Okay? I want to share the gospel to my co-players in chess. 85 years old. Now, is there hope for you? Yes! You don't need to attend a lot of theological studies for you to make disciples. Though I would encourage you to go yung mga seminaries and workshops. But here's the only, I believe, here's the only thing that you need to have to make disciples. Love God, love people. You don't need to have a title in your first name. Kung walang pastor sa first name, hindi ibig sabihin na hindi ka pwede mag-make ng disciples. The more that you need to make disciples. In the book of Acts, the early people na nag-start ng church, okay, the early church, ang nag-start nito ay hindi yung mga kagaya ni na Paul, though Paul was part of that, pero it was, ano po, yung mga ordinaryong mga tao katulad natin. But the question is, do you believe that you can make disciples through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the gospel that you received? Do you believe in that? Naniniwala po ba tayo doon? O mas kontento na tayo na every Sunday, kanta-kanta, palakpak-palakpak, tapos punas ng pawis, ganyan-ganyan kasi mainit ng konti, tapos pagkatapos, upo, tapos magbigay ng tithes, makinig kay pastor, pagkatapos mag-preach si pastor, ang ganda po ng message, di ba? Tapos pagkatapos next week, pag tinanong sa'yo, ano po yung message ka po? Ay, basta ang ganda ng message. Basta yun lang yung alam mo, no? Para na-move ka lang every Sunday. But here's the thing. Ang nais po ng Panginoon ay higit sa lahat, hindi po lamang kayo ay parang ma-wow sa isang message na ibibigay po ng inyong pastor. You have a great pastor, should I say. Okay? He's a new friend to me. And he's preaching the Word of God courageously. And just to say to you, sa TSPI, we're using some of his sermons. Ewan ko, binalita niya po sa inyo. We're using some of his sermons, kasi naka-manuscript siya, para po ipadala, okay, sa aming 200,000 clients every week. So just think about that. Okay? So, now, nasa na ba ako? Nawala akong bigla. So, ibig sabihin, everyone in us, no matter who you are, you can make disciples. You can make disciples. So, magbunga. Ibig sabihin, you're also, kung ibang perspective dito po is you are being transformed by the glory of God, po pwede rin naman na nagbubunga tayo of the same kind. Ibig sabihin, you're producing another disciple kagaya mo. Okay? Yung pong ibig sabihin nun. Kayo po ay nagbubunga, nagpo-produce pa ng iba pang mga disipulo kagaya mo na sumusunod din kay Kristo. Yung pong ibig sabihin nito, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga. Kaya tingnan niyo po ako mabuti. Kung kayo po'y matagal ng Kristiyano at hindi po kayo magbubunga, maybe we can go back to Revelation chapter 2 where Jesus talks to the church in Ephesus. And he says, maybe you guys have forsaken the first love. Or maybe in chapter 3 ng Revelations where it says, mas mabuti pa na kayo'y mainit o malamig. Pero lukewarm? Anong dapat? I'll spit you out of my mouth. Masyadong maanghang yung salita ng ating Panginoong Jesus para sa iglesia. Hindi po ba? Because the church is the bride of Christ. But Christ, alam niyo po ba, if you're going to look there, lahat ng letter ng ating Panginoong Jesus sa Revelation to the churches there, lahat doon ay merong repent sa dulo. Sa dulo. Repent. 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 Because if your church has been here for 28 years, hindi po ba dapat nagbimake tayo ng impact sa ating community? Parang ganito, one time, merong isang pastor na nag-address ng ganitong question to the church. And listen to all the members in this church. Paano po one day, bigla na lamang po mawala ang church ninyo? Or parang ganito, mabalitaan ng ilang po ninyo mga kapitbahay, magsasara na halimbawa ang BBCC. Here's my next question. Maapektuhan po ba yung inyong mga karatig na kapitbahay at mga barangay? Will they say, oy naku, wag niyo pong isara yung church. Kasi dyan po kami nakatagpo ng tunay na pag-asa. Doon po namin mas nakikilala ang Panginoong Jesus. Or will they say, praise God! Wala nang maingay pag-praise and worship ng Sabado na nagpa-practice. Wala nang traffic sa ating barangay. Or will they say a different way? Na talagang lalapit sila dito, parang mag-uwelga sila. Huwag niyo pong isara ang inyong iglesia because you're doing something that others are not doing. Church, tingin po kayo sa akin, it's not yet late for us to make things right for the glory of God. It's not yet late. And I know that you are pushing there. You are moving there. And I'm so grateful and hopeful. But please keep this in mind. Know that you've been chosen by God for a specific purpose, not just for you to be saved, but for you also, what? To share the gospel to others na hindi pa nakakilala sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Parang ganito. Tingin po kayo sa akin, kailan po yung huling beses na nagbahagi kayo ng salita ng Diyos? Okay? Ilang beses na yung mga pagkakataon na pinapalagpas po ninyo kapag dumarating ang inyong mga kamag-anak sa bahay, hindi man lang po ninyo na ipagpipray. Then we're missing a lot of things here. And even in the church. When was the last time na na-encourage nyo yung isang miyembro na dumating, matagal nang hindi nag-church, ang bati mo pa ganito, dumating ka pa. Instead of giving her or him encouragement so that he will return and come again sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Or are we more critical? Masyado ba tayong critical sa mga nakikita natin sa iglesia? I hope that you're one of the people na tinatawag na sinister. Sinasabi na meron daw ganun sa church. In one way or another, I believe meron. Pero I believe that you will do it in a way that will encourage the body. Kasi kung kayo po ang nakahinder para magbunga ang iglesyang ito, may God forbid that God will continue to, what? Reveal Himself to you at makita po ninyo ang kanyang plano para sa iglesia. Not only that, tingnan po ninyo, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga at, eto na, therefore if you produce, hindi lang ito yung basta share ng share, tapos disciple ng disciple para lang may masabi at may post sa Facebook. Nandito kami ngayon sa kapihan, nagba-Bible study,
Okay? Bisan yung mga Christian, mga youth ngayon, o kanina mga ano, talagang after lahat ng event, pakuha ng picture. O, pakuha tayo ng picture. Okay, so pagkatapos noon, itong question. Nakikita mo ba yung pagbabago sa mga inililid mo sa Panginoon? Okay? Kasi ang sabi po dito, hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga at manatili ang inyong bunga. Ibig sabihin, the people that you're going to usher to Christ, ang inyo pong dadalhin sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo, ang inyo pong i-disciple one-on-one, tatlo man yan, lima, or kung bibless kayo ng Panginoon, 12, matindi ha, okay? Kung isa lang yan, walang problema, pero kung yan ay mananatili sa ating Panginoong Jesus, then therefore you did your job. Pero hindi po madali yan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hindi madali yon. Ayan na. That's why I believe after this, you're going to have a series of sermons that we'll talk about paano ba natin malilay down ito sa ating iglesia, sa inyo pong iglesia. It's not easy. Even for me, it's hard. Naging mahirap po ito para sa akin. But you need to understand na kung tayo ay seryoso na humahayo at nais magbunga para sa kaluwalhatian ng ating Panginoong Jesus, yung disciple na inyo pong i-disciple at sisharean, yan po ay mananatili sa Panginoong Jesus. Amen po ba doon? Amen? Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Ba? Parang ito ang question lagi. Kung ikaw magdi-disciple, okay lang ba na hindi ma-recognize sa Facebook na discipler ka niya? Okay lang po ba na hindi mabanggit kapag nag-testimony yung person na yan, ang pangalan mo? Bakit? Dahil ang desire dapat ng bawat isa sa iglesia ay patungo sa kaluwalhatian ng ating Panginoong Jesus at ang lahat ng papuri ay para lamang sa Kanya. And that's the reason why you're celebrating your church anniversary. It's not because of this building, it's not because of the heat, it's not because of the catering, but because Christ became evident and more powerful in this church. Amen po ba doon? And that's even in making disciples, you need to make sure. Kailangan niyo po i-search ang inyong mga puso. Magdidisipulo ako, or I'm going to make a disciple, not for my own glory, but for Christ. Please make that so sure sa inyo po mga puso. Kasi marami ng trap ang eventually nangyari sa ilang mga Christian leaders. And minsan gustong-gusto natin na laging nababanggit yung mga pangalan natin. Forget about your name. God knows your name. And God records everything that you have done. Okay po ba dun? Okay po ba yun? So, now, manatili ang inyong bunga. Sabi ko po sa inyo mahirap, pero let's take a look at this verse. Next slide. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. Is it in the slide? Sabi po dito, uro na ako ng konti. Sabi ni Apostol Pablo, ito yung parang kanyang confession sa mga Church of Thessalonica. Okay? It is a small church in the middle of Macedonia and somewhere in another part, I forgot. Pero ang sabi ni Apostol Pablo, ito yung kanyang emosyon o yung kanyang palagay sa mga church na ito. But we were gentle among you like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So take a look. Lahat ng nanay po dito, itaas ang kamay. Lahat, sige po, nanay, itaas ang kamay. Okay, pakibaba na po. Madali po bang mag-alaga ng anak? Hindi! Di ba? Lalo na kapag mga ano, sanggol pa lang yan, o mga toddler. Kasi tingnan yung description ni Paul. But we were gentle among you like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. Ganun yung pakiramdam ni Apostol Pablo sa iglesia ng Thessalonica. Tingnan po ninyo susunod. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God. And here's the next line. But also our own selves because you had become very dear to us. When you make disciples, you do not simply go over with them. Okay, makinig ka sa story. Story ni God. Makinig ka. Okay? Okay. After that, ano susunod? You lay down your life to that person. You lay down your life to that person. Willing ka ba? Yung mga binabible study mo, tatawagan ka ng madaling araw.
at meron silang problema. They want someone to talk to. Are you willing? Meron ba mga pagkakataon na meron pina-Bible study natin na nagigipit at kailangan nila ng financial na pangangailangan? Ang lagi mo lang sinasabi, pag-pray natin yan, kapatid. Hindi ba pag-pray pa natin? Pray lang? Makakailangan gamitin ka ng Panginoon so that God will what? Okay? Pwedeng mag-extend yung buhay ng isang kapamilya. Hindi po siya madali. Now, let me share to you my own story. Next slide. Now, I'm going to share to you some of the pictures where God has blessed me, and this is not to boast on anything, but particularly what I've seen in the ministry of Jesus with Paul, and what ang desire sa atin ng Biblia is also to do the same. Share the gospel, share your life. Hindi po pwede lamang na share the gospel. Kasi, bakit? Okay, that's good news. Mahalaga na ibalita mo ang mabuting balita sa isang person na hindi pa nakakilala kay Kristo. Pero para makita nila yung manifestation ng pagbabago na kayang gawin ng ebanghelyo ng ating Panginoong Jesus, kailangan mong ilaga ang iyong buhay sa Kanya. Okay ba yun? Okay? Share the gospel, share your life. Hindi naman din po pwede na share your life. Habang buhay, itinitreat mo na siya, kasama mo siya lagi pag nagmamall kayo, ka-Instagram mo siya, ka-Facebook mo siya, pero never mong na-share yung gospel. Hindi rin po pwede yun. It should go together. Share the gospel, share your life. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, share the gospel, share your life. Now, here we go. Some pictures. Go ahead, brother. This is JC. In way 2008, that's where we started Fight Clubs. Fight Clubs, yung gospel-centered discipleship, when I got that in the internet, sabi ko dun sa gumawa, can we use this in the Philippines? And sabi niya, okay. In 2008, together with other young men, this man, okay, stood out. Though there are also some men still with me. But this man really grew in the Lord. Okay? Ito yung person na kapag nagpipreach ako at nag-iingles, he would critic me after. You know, kuya, yung pronunciation mo is wrong. Really? Were you blessed by the Holy Spirit when you're critiquing me? Pero the good thing about this is that 2012, umalis sila, nag-migrate sila sa Canada. And right now, he is making disciples in Ontario, Canada, together with young professionals. From time to time, we would Skype and we would, nagbabalita kami kung ano nangyayari, and we would pray together kahit madaling araw. Okay? It's not easy to lay down your life, but it's possible through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the love that you receive from God. Next. In the same way, sabi kanina ni Pastor Derek, I worked for True Love Waits. I worked there for 6 years. For 6 years, aside from talking to students and teachers and other parents, the good thing about this is that ito pong staff that I've been with, Kuya Derek, he's the national director, he's an American. I've been given a chance, to spend my life with these young men and women. Right now, they're making disciples. Next. The same way, this is the iDisciple movement. Now, we are telling you, every year, we are gathering 500 youth leaders all over Luzon, Southern Baptist, and other denominations as well. This year, we are inviting your pastor to come with us and to minister also. And every year po yan, pero masyadong malaki, no? We are telling them to share the gospel and share their life to others and even to love their local church. Next slide. The core team is this. Every other month, we gather and we talk about and we coach one another on how we can effectively make disciples. Kasi hindi lang naman ito kaya ng isa. So we need to work together. Merong ilang weakness, merong ilang mga strengths. Pagsamahin natin yan, let's talk together and let's pray and kneel and ask God to do something. Okay? Next. The same time, this is where we are staying right now sa Parañaque Better Living, yung Manhattan. This is a subdivision where we live. Akala ko pang kabataan lang. Kasi 30 years old pa lang naman ako. Sabi ko, mukhang hindi ako pwede sa mga... Sorry po, pero ang tawag ko dati, mga tamatans. Okay? Sorry po. Nag-repent na ako sa Panginoon. Huwag kang magkilala. Yun ang tawag ko. Pero nireview ako ng Panginoon. Sabi niya, no, the gospel is for everybody. So not only limited, hindi sabihin kapag kabataan ka, pangkabataan ka lang. Maaring gamitin ka ng Panginoon so that you can minister also for older women. That's why, ang pinakamatanda po namin ay si Nanay Perla. Ito po, yan, yung naka-green. Ang nakakatuwa kay Nanay Perla, if you share the gospel and share your life, is this. Pag kami nagkakaroon ng Bible study every Thursday, pag nagluluto siya halimbawa ng menudo, hindi siya naglalagay ng atay. Tanong niyo kung bakit? Kasi ayoko ng atay. Sabi niyo, masyado lang pa-espesyal. Maybe for some things, pero if you lay down your life to someone, it makes an impact. Si Nanay Perla, he's already 75 years old, cannot read the Bible, but wants to hear the Bible. So there's hope. There's hope. Next slide. This is the youth sa Manhattan naman, Bible study. We started with, as we talk about, true love waits. Okay? Yun lang yung entry point namin para makapunta tong mga lalaking ito at yung mga girls. And they, right now, we're still continuing our Bible study. We're still seeing some changes in their lives. And we are hopeful that there will come a time that they will be baptized. Okay? And they will come to church. Ilang buwan na po namin silang bina-Bible study? Start pa ng May until today. Okay? So, okay? It takes time. Next slide. And these are the young men in our church that we are discipling. This one, si Glenn, nandito, started preaching yesterday in our youth gathering. And I was so amazed when he unpacked the Word of God in the Book of Philippians. Okay? And the rest, okay? Next slide. And ito naman po sa TSPI, our men, I've given the privilege, okay, to spearhead the men's discipleship that we do once a month. At yung mga kalalakihan pong yan, yung mga employees are channeled in D groups, discipleship groups where they meet twice a month or once a week. And lastly, siyempre, I am privileged to disciple my own family. That's very important. Because I can go over and over and over with other people, but unless I disciple my own family as a spiritual leader, I think all those things will be useless. But by the grace of God, when you share the gospel and you share your life, you see fruits. Fruits that will remain. Fruits that will stay. Fruits that will love God. Fruits that will make disciples. Now, lastly. Next slide. Sorry. That's why 2 Timothy 2:2 makes sense now. 2 Timothy 2:2 makes sense. In four generations in this one verse, sabi po ni Apostle Pablo, and what you, it's Paul, have heard from me, Timothy, in the presence of many witnesses. So sabi ni Apostle Pablo, ngayon na umaten ka ng Bible study, for example, umaten ka ng Gracecom, umaten ka ng one-on-one, ng fight clubs, you are here, hearing the message of God. Now when you hear all those things, tingnan niyo po, in context of this, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to whom? Faithful men. Faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also. Now, if I can be honest with you, and I'd like to do this, to all the leaders of this church, you don't need to raise your hand, but you know yourself. To all the leaders of this church, look at me and read my lips. If you are a leader of this church and you are not making a disciples, then you cannot call yourself a leader. Because the only people who can call themselves leaders are the one who's leading other people. Medyo maanghang ng konti yun, but that's true. Leaders are not here for the sake of position, but God placed you to make an impact where you are. Okay? So we have hope. We have hope. I hope this is not only Pastor Derek's vision for the church, but it will be for the leadership and it will be for all those people who are wearing right now, everyone, at sa mga hindi pa nakapasuot at mamaya magsusuot. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Hopeful po ba tayo that we can do this? Ay, salamat po sa isang nani na nagsalita doon sa likod. Praise God, merong isang naniniwala. Okay. Naniniwala po ba tayo that we can do this as a church? Amen. Amen. This is a church-wide, not just a campaign, but a command given to us by Jesus Christ. Lastly, as I end, the last verse, it starts with this. Or before I move there, sorry. Therefore, kung ang lahat sa atin will make disciples, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, ang dapat na t-shirt siguro na meron tayo would be this. Ang bawat mananampalataya ay fishers of men, at ang bawat disipulo ni Kristo ay disciple maker. Okay? Kaya pagpapasok tayo sa iglesia, pag Sunday, excited tayo. Bakit? Kasi God did something great sa buhay natin that even ourselves cannot explain. That we can make disciples. Okay? So, you are saved to make disciples who will make disciples. Last verse. In John chapter 15, verse 16, in the last sentence, sabi po doon, sa gayon, ang anumang hingin ninyo sa Ama sa aking pangalan ay ibibigay sa inyo. Now, pupwede natin itong kunin, masyadong self-centered, di ba? Sabi kasi, sa gayon, ang anumang hingin ninyo sa Ama sa aking pangalan ay ibibigay sa inyo. Yes! iPhone 6. Di ba? Ano man daw ang hingin. Pero kailangan nyo tignan yung context na nauna pa mga sentences. Kasi sabi nyo, hindi ko kayo pumili, hindi kayong pumili sa akin, ako pumili sa inyo. Hinirang ko kayo upang kayo'y humayo at magbunga at ang inyong bunga ay mananatili sa inyo. Therefore, ang context na sinasabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus ay simply this. Sa gayon, ano man ang hingin ninyo sa aking Ama, sa aking pangalan, na magbibigay ng luwalhati sa kanyang pangalan. Ito na. Sorry, at so that ang prayer na ito, baka kasi ma-claim natin, eh, no? kailangan nang makapag-abroad. Ito ang aking timbers. Sa gayon, anumang hingin sa aking Ama ay bibigay sa akin. Maling application. Pero pupwede siguro kung ganito. Lord, gusto ko pong makapagtrabaho sa ibang bansa para maging tent maker. Posible. Pero kung ganitong pe-prayer mo, Lord, ang prayer ko ay magkaroon ng iPhone 6 para kapag kami nag-grace kong Bible study, magpipicturan kami. Well, let's see if God will grant that or not. Pero ang ibig mong sabihin nito, all the things that we're going to ask from God, what, sabi nga, anumang hingin, whatever, sabi mo ninyo, whatever. Whatever you will ask sa ating Panginoong Jesus, sa pangalan ng, sa, kay God, sa pangalan ng ating Panginoong Jesus, it will be given to you for the sake of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the edification of this church. It will be given to you. If it is your desire that for this whole month, or the next month, the whole year, the next years to come, for you that everyone will make disciples, hear me on this. God will answer that for His name and for His sake. God will answer that. Now, kung ang panalangin niyo po ay ganito, Lord, palakasin mo ko dahil meron mga pagkakataon na nanghihina ako, tumitiklop ako sa pag-share ng gospel, God will give you strength. Amen ba doon? Mapagtatagumpayan ko ang pagsubok ng buhay at nais kong makita ang aking pamilya na ikaw ang sandigan at Diyos ng aming tahanan. Will that answer that? Yes, in His time. Nais ko na bilang isang miyembro ng BBCC na magsimula na isang Bible study sa isang pamilya gamit ang story of God, maging part ng isang fight club o mag-start ng isang one-on-one discipleship. Would God grant that desire? Yes, for the glory of God. Definitely. Bilang leader ng iglesia, sisimulan kong mag-train at mag-disciple ng mga susunod na leader o papalit sa akin kasi hindi po habang buhay kayo ang leader ng iglesia ito. Gusto po po ninyo ng 60 years of anniversary kayo pa rin ng leader ng church na ito? Tingin po kayo sa akin, maawa naman po kayo sa sarili ninyo. Maawa rin po kayo sa Revicon. At sa mga, ano ba yun, Energen, Sustagen, maawa po kayo sa kanila kasi hindi po nila kayo kayang palakasin forever of your life. That's why you need to surrender in some point and give the baton to others. I heard a story from isang pastor. Merong isang pastor ng Foursquare, isang leader, one time, nakita niya sa isang conference, umatend yung isang pastor. Tapos nakita niya yung pastor na leader na ito, na talaga nagsimula ng organisasyon, ang ginagawa na lamang niya ay nag-aalaga sa mga apo. Tapos inanong siya ng pastor, sabi niya, Pastor, why are you not preaching in the conference? Tapos sabi niya, meron akong na-train. Right now, my mission is my grandchildren. Okay? So, if you're a leader in this church, kayo mga worship team dito, early at this time, train someone who will replace you. Hindi po pang habang buhay, bahista kayo, ganyan-ganyan ka pa. Okay? Hindi habang buhay, nagda-drums ka. Hindi habang buhay, nagso-song lead ka. Because if you make disciples, you reproduce yourself, and that person will also reproduce themselves for the glory of God. Ito pa, sa gayon, ang anumang hingin natin sa ating Ama, sa aking pangalan, pangalan ni Jesucristo, ay ibibigay sa inyo. Bilang empleyado ng blank, saan po kayo nagtatrabaho? Yung mga empleyado, mga employee dito. Bilang empleyado ng blank, magtatrabaho ako ng mahusay at hindi mag-Facebook tuwing hours time, hindi ako papasok ng late, at gagamitin ko ang pagkakataon na maipakilala si Jesus sa pamamagitan ng pagpasok ng maaga, pakikisalamuhan na maayos sa mga katrabaho at boss, higit sa lahat maipakilala ng aking boss ay si Jesucristo. Kahit ako lamang ang nag-iisang Kristiyano sa pamilya, maybe kayo po yung nandito, no? Parang, ang hirap kasing tumayo bilang Kristiyano, ako lang Kristiyano sa pamilya. Have hope. Kahit ako lamang ang nag-iisang Kristiyano sa pamilya, hindi ako titigil sa pananalangin na makakilala sila kay Jesus. Nais kong makita nila na nagbabago o nagbago na ang aking pag-uugali. Hindi dahil sa sarili kong kakayahan, kundi sa kapangyarihan ng Panginoong Jesus. Church, tingin po kayo sa akin. In all these things, pinag-usapan natin, and all these things, ano, would God answer your prayer if that's all for the glory of God? Yes. All the promises of God are yes to Christ Jesus. Therefore, take hold. Take hold of the word of God. Do not just leave here and say, oh, grabe, encourage ako. Pagkatapos, pagdating ng Monday bukas, parang walang effect. Seriously, if you've been in this church for quite some time, I'd like you to take seriously your walk with God. Kabataan ka ma, maybe you're a new believer in this church. Sabi nila, youth are more aggressive. I believe in that. Pero there are times that we can be complacent. I pray that you will challenge yourself to do hard things for God as you make disciples and share the gospel. And for those who are new in this church, maaaring this is your first time na nandito po kayo, na imbitahan lang kayo, nahugot lang kayo ng inyong nanay dito, kaibigan ninyo, wala kayong magawa kasi titreat kayo bukas, umayag na kayo. Let me tell you this. God wants you to be His disciple. How? Understand that the love of God is sufficient for you, that He died on the cross, took the penalty of sin na dapat ay para sa atin. But what He did, He carried all those things. So that to those who will believe and trust and repent and follow Him and choose to be His disciple will have the life that He is offering. Will have a different identity. Not an identity na dati na meron kayo, pero identity that comes from Jesus. Or maybe if you're here, matagal ka na hindi nag-church, pero ngayon ka lang ulit bumalik kasi anniversary, I pray that you will be encouraged to start all over again. I pray that you will be encouraged to plug yourself. Huwag po kayong mahiya. Sabi, ay, hindi na ako tatanggapin nila. No. I believe, kaya nga sa grace communities, ibig sabihin, the grace of God abounds in that community. Amen ba doon? Amen. That's why kung hindi ka man nag-church for quite some time, there, you're welcome. Hopefully, you will not do that again. Okay? That you're welcome to what? To continue to grow in godliness and righteousness. So that you will experience the power of God as you share the gospel and as you share your life. So, next slide. This will be the last. Para sa Baliwag Bible Christian Church, the last slide, I believe, everyone is a fisher of men. Everyone is a disciple maker. Sabi-sabi natin sabihin. Ready? Go! Everyone is a fisher of men. Everyone is a disciple maker. Let's pray. Tayo pong lahat ay yumuko at ipikit ang ating mga mata. Malinaw po sa salita ng ating Panginoong Jesus. to all those who believe, to all those who are His disciples. Sa lahat ng mga sumuko sa ating Panginoong Jesus at ipinagkatiwala ang kanilang buhay sa Kanya, tayo'y Kanyang hinirang, pinili. Hindi dahil sa anumang inyong mabuting gawa, kundi dahil sa Kanyang mabuting kalooban, sa Kanyang biyaya at habag, upang ano, humayo, at magbunga, at ang bungang ito'y mananatili para sa kaluwalhatian ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Maring ito yung pagkakataon for us to take some time, maybe we need to come to God and say, Lord, madami akong dahilan sa'yo eh. For this past few months, lagi ko naririnig itong Fight Clubs, yung Grace Combs, pero yung puso ko naging sarado. Madami ako pinagkakabalahan, akala ko ito mas importante. Pero Lord, today I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. O maring ikaw, matagal ka na sa iglesia. Maring mas gusto mo lang ay mag-criticize. O to attend lang every Sunday. Pero sa umagang ito, you are moved by God to do something. Higit pa sa iyong ginagawa every Sunday. But for you, to share the gospel and share your life. O maring merong ilan dito, mga kabataan, nape-pressure kayo sa kaibigan ninyo, sa eskwelahan, or maybe empleyado ka, hanggang ngayon, di ka pa rin nila kilalang Kristiyano ka. But maybe this is a time that you can commit yourself to God and surrender. Lord, today, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference because your word is true. And your word is powerful to do something higit sa aking kakayahan. At maaaring kung ikaw yung leader ng church na ito, isa ka sa mga leader, or ministry heads, and you're moved this morning that you need to start training other people to replace you. Because this is the ministry of God. This is not your ministry. You're moved to make disciples, to care for others, to look for others, to shepherd others. Sino ka man sa mga nabanggit ko, if you're that person, would you stand up? And I'd like to pray for you. If you're here today, and more than the t-shirt, you're saying to yourself, Lord, I want to take this privilege and task that I myself will share the gospel and share my life as I make a disciple. You may stand up where you are right now. I'd like to invite you and I will pray for you. Meron po ba? Just stand up. We will pray for you. Where you are, kung nasa man po kayo, just stand where you are. We would love to pray for you. This will be a start of your commitment to God. Praise God. Continue to pray. Or maybe meron po ilan sa inyo dito. This is your first time to come. And medyo parang nawiwirduhan kayo sa ginagawa natin. But you sense that there is a deep longing sa inyong puso that you've been looking for. A satisfaction na matagal ninyong hinahanap that you cannot find anywhere or to anyone. Let me tell you the good news. You can find that in Christ. Kung ikaw ay naririto, not yet a believer in Christ, and you desire to surrender your life to Christ, take time to pray. I will not ask you to stand up, but take time to pray. Take this time to surrender your life to Jesus. That from this day on, you choose to follow Him and to be His disciple. To be His disciple, to change you from the inside out. From the inside out. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for this worship service is not enough to declare your goodness sa amin pong mga buhay. But Lord, we thank you for you are inviting ang bawat isa po sa amin, inviting us to take the privilege, inviting us, Lord, so that we can taste how good you are. We can taste how and feel and encounter your love sa bawat isa po sa amin. Father, we pray that you will move mightily in our midst. From Pastor Derek to the leadership, to the members, the ministry heads, from the people who are part of this church, from the people who are invited to come in this church, the mga first-timers, Lord, I pray, mga outreach churches, I pray, God, that you will command our hearts to make a difference for your name. That more than just a theme, we will be convicted and we will be encouraged by your word that you've called us, Lord, para humayo at magbunga at ang bungang ito'y mananatili sa'yo. Sa gayon ng lahat ng aming panalangin, anuman ang aming hilingin sa pangalan ng Ama, ay inyo pong ipagkakaloob sa amin. Lord, bless the lives of these young men and women. And may they go forth wherever you call them. May they be faithful to the purpose you laid down in their hearts. And I pray, God, that mayroong mga pagkakataon na sila'y manlulumo, na sila'y manghihina. Lord, strengthen them. That through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we will be empowered to do things for your name. For your name alone. For your name. Bless this church, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord, to be part of their anniversary. But Lord, more than that, I want, Lord, to see this church moving for your glory and for your sake. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Tayo po'y tumayong lahat as we continue to worship our God.